Now this is a dictation for Raymond, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D, Carl, C-A-R-L, April 672, addresses a letter to Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, Cox, C-O-X, 877-779-0621. Dear Mr. Cox, a teleconference for Mr. Carl, who has a renal transplant at a very tight, last one, 2004, that's number three. Last visit was September 2021. We did a video conference. He says to be feeling really well. He takes no medications, has refused treatment for immunosuppressants or hypertension. Isolated call, turns out to be coronavirus. This was back in November. No respiratory distress, did not require hospital admission. It took a month for him to recover. Isolated nausea, diarrhea that resolved. Everything now is back to normal. He thinks there has been weight loss, but he has not measured that. Right now, eating well, good hydration, bowel urine normal, no kidney transplant tenderness, no blood in the urine, no infection, no edema, no chest pain palpitation, and no dyspnea. He has prior mitral valve repair and supposed to have underlying COPD. Next paragraph, uses inhalers, albuterol as needed, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, blood pressure, 152/96. He is alert, oriented, 93, attentive, normal speech, full sentences, no respiratory distress, no facial asymmetry. Next paragraph, chemistries in April, creatinine 1.66, which is stable. Electrolyte, acid-base, normal, GFR 44. Nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal. Anemia, 11.8, normal platelet count. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Renal transplant number 3, cadaveric type, 2004. Next number, CKD stage 3. Stable, no progression, no symptoms. Next number, refuses immunosuppressants. Next number, status post mitral valve repair times 2, tricuspid valve repair. Clinically stable without symptoms to suggest CHF, chest pain, palpitations, or arrhythmia. Next number, refuses all vaccines, including flu, coronavirus. Next number, anemia without external bleeding, stable over time, not symptomatic, no treatment. Next number, hypertension, systolic and diastolic. I encourage him to try medications. He wants to wait. He promised to check it at home and tell us on the next few weeks. I probably will add a calcium channel blocker if he allows me. I would like to see his blood pressure consistently less than 140 over 80, and later on even lower. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.